Blog Talk Radio. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord. Get the glory. Get the glory out of our lives. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We are here to give God praise. We're here to give God glory and honor, all due to his name. We thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, so happy to be here today. We don't have a special guest for today, but if you are listening via the internet and have a praise for the Lord, please give us a call in at 858-683-1334. Again, that number is 858-683-1334. Good morning, honey. How are you today?
Good morning. Glad to be in the number one more time. God is so good, and just looking forward to what God will be saying to us on this day. God bless. Love this time that we're about to spend together. God is just good. If it's going to say something that will encourage someone, bless someone, heal someone, deliver someone, and that's his promise, and his promises are true, and I'm just happy to know that we know this God, and not only do we know him, but he knows all about each and every one of us, even to the numbering of the hairs on our head and the cares and affairs of each and every one of our lives. And he's concerned about it, and he'll take care of it.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, honey, would you open us up with prayer?
Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for this one more day. You've given us this day, and we just appreciate you. We look to you right now as our source. We look to you right now as our strength. We look to you right now as the center of our joy. Everything that we have came from you. Everything we need is in you, and we just thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. We worship you right now. You are holy, you are awesome, you are mighty, hallelujah. You are just, there's just so many things that we can say about you, and there's so many more that we can't even find the words. That's just how awesome you are. You are the omnipotent one. You are the ever-present one. You are the all-seeing and all-knowing God. And we just thank you that we are called into your kingdom at this time, Lord. For you have blessed us. You have saved us. You have ordained us. You have taken care of us. You have protected us. You have provided for us. Oh, God, there's just so much that we can thank you for. Everything that we have, everything that we need, we just thank you, Lord God, for touching us, for waking us this morning. You watched over us last night. You kept our heart regulated. You kept everything about us intact. It's not anything that we could do of ourselves, but you are just faithful and attentive to every one of us, Lord God. You know even every affliction of our body, and you have just kept us in that affliction. We thank you, Lord God, for just another day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We look right now, hallelujah, to you to just move in this broadcast. We know, Lord God, that you are the source of time. Time is in your hand. Our times are in your hand. This time, hallelujah, is in your hand, and therefore, Lord God, we yield this time, this these minutes, these moments, these hours to you, asking you, Lord God, to just move by your Spirit. Let your anointing be the main focus of this time that we're spending together. Let your words go forth. We thank you, Lord God, for every word that will be spoken, knowing that it will be ordained from you. Every caller that will call in with testimonies of praise, we pray right now, Lord God, that your people will just be unctionized, that they will wake, hallelujah, and call into this number and give their praise. Feel just a burning desire to praise your name, for we know that you dwell in the midst of praises. Hallelujah, and that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We are not physically together, but Lord, through the airways, hallelujah, we are coming together in spirit and in voice. Be in the midst, Lord God. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. Speak words of life, words of healing, words of encouragement, words of salvation. Hallelujah. We just thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, inspire right now, Lord God, our moderator, our host. Give her, Lord God, what you would have for your people. In the name of Jesus, you are the host of this show. Holy Spirit, you are the one that's in control, and we yield it to you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, hallelujah, and we count it as done, and we just stand right now in awe and anticipation of what you will say to us on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are here to give God the praise. We are here to give God the glory. He is so awesome and so awesomely moving in our lives, and we just want to praise him. As our theme song said, we just want to praise him. And we have a caller in. The area code is 217, and the last four digits are 1808. Are you there, caller? 217-1808. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, it's Paula Mondisa. I'm here.
Amen. How are you, Paula?
Amen.
How are you?
I'm blessed. I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am blessed. It's so good to hear your voice.
Same here, same here.
This is Paula, honey. From Morgan Park.
Oh, he may know my husband,
how
Jose,
is the
a little bit better.
Yeah, see if
he knows Jose a little bit better. He knows Jose Mondisa probably. They're wonderful.
Wow,
everyone's blessed. They're doing good. Yes.
Yeah, I had to say I had to say Jose's name.
Uh-huh. I guess I would say I was more on the quiet side, the little shyer one. So Jose is more outgoing,
yeah.
And out.
Well, I saw, and I know that's why you're calling today, your testimony, and like I shared on Facebook, I was just telling my husband that the cream always rises to the top, and God causes us to excel in the things that we do, you know, not for our glory, but for him to get the glory out of our lives. And I just thank God for you calling in, and you want to give your testimony. Yeah, I'm sure that you have more to testify than just that. But I don't know if you've been following our program or not, but we have been on, I guess, almost a year now. And we are here. The Lord had given us the theme, They Overcame, out of Revelation, where it says 11, where it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And this is radio audience, this is one of my sisters from my home church, and I'm always relishing off of and talking about the testimony service that we had at Morgan Park, how glorious it was, and you know, it just brings back memories when I, you know, get a caller. I had Corliss was on a couple of weeks ago, and she gave her testimony. Yeah, you guys, but you're not in the Chicagoland area anymore, right?
That's correct. No, we're in Central Illinois now, but that's, if you're familiar with the University of Illinois, we're in that town. Yes, that's where we are now, Central Illinois.
Okay. Amen. Well, I'm so glad and to know that you are still holding on, as the old folks used to say. You're still holding on.
Absolutely. But yes, I would. I mean, I don't know your agenda. Did you have an open floor for the testimonies, or?
Yes.
Okay.
I have guests, and you know, featured people that come on and give their testimonies. But I don't have a guest today, so I just have an open mic all the time. You can call in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would certainly love to share my testimony. It's a great one. And as you said, like you said, I do have so many, many, many more, but God is yet faithful. He's just wonderful. My testimony is specifically that I shared on Facebook just recently, just to start out by saying I was unemployed for about a year and a half, and so I was primarily just receiving unemployment benefits as well as working a part-time job, and unemployment brought about, I guess, a turn in the way that things were going in the economy at the time. And the job I had, I really loved the job. It was pretty much pretty ideal for me and what I wanted to do, and kind of the position I worked in allowed me to be licensed in insurance and for health and life insurance policies and what have you. So I gained a lot of knowledge in that job. While working in the job, I had a great income. The only thing that they did not provide were company benefits as far as our medical and health benefits and what have you. So I worked the job, excellent income, but without those particular benefits. At the time, my husband, he's working also full-time, and I was able to go into his program on his job for benefits, so that did not cause me to lack in my health benefits and what have you, but it was very expensive and it was costly. So I worked that year. I was off that year and a half after being laid off from that job, and you know, it wasn't something that caused me to falter or shake or just, you know, be unbelieving in what I knew God was able to do. He never caused us to lack. We always had. He always provided. You know, so I thank God for that. But after a year and a half, I did go ahead and seek employment in other areas and knew that God would provide and make a way. Apply for a job, and this is something that has commonly happened to me. It was a job that I applied for, not really thinking anything of it. It's like, I'll go ahead and apply for it, you know. Submitted my resume, went online, did their application and what have you. And I would say about a week after that, I received a call to come in for an interview. And went in for the interview, and it went well. And they had me come back for an interview with the manager of the department, and she basically, when I got there, stated to me, "You're not really interviewing with me. I wanted you to come in to just meet you because I heard so many great things about you that I wanted to just meet you first and beforehand, and just let you know that we want to offer you this position." So I was, you know, pretty much, "Oh wow, great, thanks," you know, and she began to talk to me about the benefits of the company and what the salary would be, and being a salaried employee and what the salary would be, and all the excellent benefits that came along with this. So in saying all of that, I also say that the job that I'm working now, I've been there 2 years, the salary is thousands more than what I had from the prior job that I was laid off of, and with benefits. So it was all God. It was all God all the time. He gave me, I was in prayer shortly before this, and he just wanted to know, do you trust me? And because I didn't understand why I was laid off this job before, and that's all he said, do you trust me? And all I could respond in that prayer was, yes, Lord, I trust you. And he showed me at that point what he was doing. He was placing me in a place where I could have not only the additional salary, increase in my salary, but as well as benefits. Therefore, I was able to come off my husband's benefits on his job, saved hundreds of dollars right there, because now I had benefits on my job. So that's a blessing. I thank God for that. On this job for 2 years, and at one point, when I first started this job, it was just really difficult and learning a lot of different things on it. And they told us, they told me up front, it takes about 2 years to really understand what you're doing, to learn it and all of this. And me being a woman of God is just like, oh, yeah, right, you know, God got this. And it did. It was a struggle. I do admit that it was really a struggle at first. And there were times when I really wanted to just let it go and just like, you know, I don't know, I can't handle this. But my husband kept encouraging me, no, you can do it. I know who you are. You know, you can do this. And if they've told you it's going to take this long, just believe it and just go with that. And so I did, hung in there, and God truly blessed. It was 2 years this past July, early July, July 5th to be exact, that I've been on this job. Well, they have a program where the company, now this company is worldwide. I mean, we have offices in China and Belgium, in Africa. We have everywhere. There are offices there. And so it's Vesuvius is the name of the company. So it deals with manufacturing of steel and metal products and for building and structures and what have you. So there are thousands of employees across the world in this company. Well, we have a program that's called Living the Values Award. Anyone can go on and nominate an employee for a outstanding performance or a job that they've done. And I was selected one of four people to be a part of a group, a team, for an acquisition that our company took on after we purchased another company. And as a group of four, we were responsible for implementing this program and getting it to the point where our company, where their production and their processes rolled over into the way we did things. So it was, you know, it was a task, but we were able to, you know, thank God, we were able to really get it to where it needed to be. And it's all by the grace of God, because I tell you, it was rough at times, but I pray. I mean, I sit at my desk all the time, and I'm like, Lord, I just need you to show me how to do, show me how to do this, show me what I need to do, make it right, you know, whatever it needs to be. And I always keep him first and foremost in what I do. So as I, one day just coming to work and going, moving on, the nominees were put in for this particular awards. And I came into work one Monday, and they had up on our screen, it was kind of flashing at everyone, that the nominees have been selected and the nominees are in. And I go through just looking for primarily those in the U.S., kind of seeing if I knew anyone's name that popped out in, you know, in particular. And I'm scrolling through, and I see my name there, and I'm like, whoa, wait, hold on, what is this? And not even knowing that someone had nominated me. Well, it nominated me and also the other three people that were in the group. So I'm sitting there with my mouth hung open at this time in awe, like, wow, okay, who did this? and walked around to one of the other persons in the department and maybe, you know, kind of discussed it with them, and went on to another one. They didn't know anything about it. Went on to one of the supervisors who pretty much supervised this particular project. And she says, yes, our manager nominated us for this award. Well, come to find out that there's a selection process and there's a selection committee. And out of all the thousands of people in this company, there were 107 people nominated for this award, me being one of them. I praise God because just for the nomination in itself, because, you know, I'm a minority in this company. And when I say a minority, out of the office of 200 that are there, there are three African-Americans in this company, in this building, in the building that I work in.
Wow.
I praise God for that because, you know, he brings us, like you said, to the forefront. When we delight ourselves in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. He'll make us stand out. He'll make us be the head and not the tail. I praise God for that because I know it's by no goodness of my own. It's all by him. It's all by him. And by me being faithful and trusting him, whatever you, if you just trust him. I mean, here I was a year and a half before, a whole year and a half. How discouraging some people could probably be after not finding the type of employment they were looking for after a year and a half. But I knew God had me. I knew he was there with me all the way. And so just to be nominated for even something like this, the ultimate prize is that if I'm selected, or as one of the evangelists at my church says, get your passport ready because you're on your way. The award ceremony is in Belgium.
Wow.
So I'm believing the saints to pray with me and trust and believe God with me that it's already done. As one of the evangelists said, get your passport ready because you're heading to Belgium. We touched and agreed on this. And I'm trusting and believing God that I can come back on and share the other part of this testimony. So I just wanted to share that with you. So that's this testimony in particular. But there's so many more that I could share. I don't want to hold up all the time because I know you probably have other people that would like to share, and I would love to hear what God is doing for others. But I do want to, you know, just make sure everyone knows that God is faithful. He will do just what he says. Just hold on and trust God. No matter what it looks like.
Wow. Belgium, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Yes.
You know, God will make us the head every time and not the tail. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. We just we will be praying with you, you know. I have come to realize now, you know, I just don't take everything in stride. I was just looking at on Facebook and it was a preacher was saying, don't give up, don't give up. A lot of times we run into obstacles like you were out of work for a year and a half and probably not really aggressively looking for anything, collecting your unemployment, but once you
correct.
Did, because I'm in the same situation right now myself, but once you did, God was faithful, you know, he will meet every need that we have down through the years. You know, we have found that to be true, and I just thank God for that testimony. That's, you know, God is faithful, and
yes.
So will your husband be able to accompany you?
You sound like him. That was his first question. So how many is that, for two or? And I'm not sure as of yet. I'm not sure, but absolutely, if that's the case, we will be going to Belgium.
Amen. That's right, Jose.
Oh, yes.
That all grown now, right? How old is your baby?
The youngest will be 22 in November. And she's going into her last year of college in the fall. She's in Chicago. She loves Chicago. She loves the city. So she's up in Chicago in school, and she stays there all summer, even just working. So she's doing wonderful. The second one, my middle child, the son, he's 32, and the oldest is 33. Everyone's doing great. Everyone's doing really wonderful.
Wow, they're older. Okay, your baby is, because Jonathan made 23 in May, the end of May, and he graduated in December.
Okay.
He graduated from
UNC. Okay, yes, well, congrats.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes, and
great.
Chris will be 27 this year, and Tim made 25. This year, so I didn't realize that your children were older than, two of them.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Older two, yes. They are 10 years apart, the middle one and the youngest. Yeah.
You sound like me with Mark and then the boys. But you had one. I had three right together after Mark. I'm 11 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And you have all boys, which is a blessing. That's great too, though. Yeah, that's wonderful.
I do, and I really enjoyed those years with them. And now I'm enjoying. I have two grandsons and three granddaughters. I don't get a chance to really see my granddaughters and my one grandson. Mark has three, and yeah, and so they're coming. They live in South Carolina now, and it's very relaxed. The broadcast is very relaxed. I don't have any more callers, so I'm a kid. But John, my youngest one, has a son, and he's four, and I'm keeping him before. You know, he goes back to school, and I'm just enjoying my time with him.
Yes. That's a blessing.
You know, boys can't get any girls around me. Now I'm waiting for Christmas.
See. So these are all boys? All boys. Your grandchildren, all boys.
No, I have three granddaughters, but
you do.
But
they're not close.
Yeah, they're not close. So Jonathan is here and he reminds me, Paula. I don't know if you remember John when he was a kid, but he's John times 10. He's so busy. But I'm enjoying him. You know,
but that's okay because you're being the only lady around. I mean, you get all that attention that you need, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm sure they spoil you. So.
too much attention, you know. But I thank God for my boys, and you know how they have grown and are doing well. All of them are doing good and are prospering. Not doing everything that I want them to do.
But that training is there. You know, the training is there. The teaching is there. They do. They waver. They have to find their way, you know.
Absolutely.
I understand that. I have three grandchildren, and that's Lanisha. She the oldest. She has three children. She has two girls and a boy. Well, girl, boy, girl. They're pretty much in the same order as mine. And she's doing well. She actually owns her own hair salon. She's owned it for about 7 years now. In the process of expanding for the second time. So God is just good. He's good. She's a salon owner, business owner, entrepreneur. And like I said, she's been 7 years and expanding the second time. So
is she there with you?
Oh, yeah. She's not going to go far.
girl. I know. That's what I told Mark. I was telling Mark. Uh-huh. I said we're thinking about moving. We're thinking about. So we're in North
mm-hmm.
Carolina now, and I said we're thinking
okay.
about moving. And he said, yeah. He said, well, you know, the boys are all grown now, and you know they. He said, but they'll probably be following you. I said, boy, please, you be the one that's following me. Because, you know, when we moved to Georgia, he didn't move with us, but the Lord said, you know, for us not to take him. And so we left him there. I don't think we were there a year. Mark came to visit with everything that he owned. I was like, wait.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. She's already, because we talked about relocating at one time as well, and she goes, where are you going? Where are you talking about going? And she says, because wherever you go, you know I'm not far behind you. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Like,
yes, when you have a business to run.
Well, she said that I just like I flourished here. I can flourish. I could take my business somewhere else.
Pretty much.
That's awesome. So I thank you for calling in. It's we haven't had a lot of callers, but we've had well sometimes we have a lot of callers. This is like vacation time and people are out, but
right.
we've had some awesome testimonies, and that's what the Lord had given us. You know, people,
mm-hmm.
we don't have testimony. I don't know about the church that you're in now, but remember the testimony service that we had at Morgan Park, how that they were just on fire, you know, with people
mm-hmm.
telling about what God was doing in their lives, and you know, the how he delivered them out of things and how he made ways for them. And, you know, that's what was on my mind when he gave this to me, this broadcast to me. We are under the umbrella of New
mm-hmm.
Destiny Ministry out of Sister Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. She lives in California now, but we went to church together when we were in Georgia. And so she offered this Saturday to us, and the Lord gave this to me, you know, as she was offering it. It was something that's really out of my, you know, scope of things that I've ever done.
But you're doing a great job. And I will definitely pass the word on, because I not only have other testimonies, but I know others who definitely could offer their testimonies and let others know. And this is a great thing that you're doing. So be encouraged. Keep up continue to do what God has given you to do, because if he's in it and if he's giving it to you, there's no way it's not going to flourish. It's
going to
take off.
Absolutely, and I received that, and that I've heard that word over and over again. But I'm not discouraged. I'm here every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's nobody here, then Alex found or my husband will. We'll do something. But you know, I just want the world to know that our God is real, and that he, even in the midst of the economic situation that the world is in, not just the United States, but the world overall
mm-hmm.
is in,
mm-hmm.
He's still blessing. He's still delivering.
Oh, yes.
He's still making a way where there was no way, opening doors, you know, that no man can shut. He's still God. He's still doing things. And for encouragement, for deliverance, you know, for uplifting, that's what we're here for people to know
just what
our God is doing. And I don't know if you heard our theme song. Our theme song is Moret Brown, I Just Want to Praise Him. And
I didn't get a chance to. Okay, great.
Yes, that's our theme song. So I haven't seen your mom on Facebook for a while, but please give her my love.
I will. I will.
Is she still in Chicago? Is she still?
She is. Yes, yes, she is. We were just in Memphis a couple of weeks ago on our family reunion. So week before last, actually. So, yeah, it's been just a week ago, actually. Seems like it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
But, yes, we were all there. She's doing great. We're doing, yes, she's doing wonderful. Yes, yes.
I saw it on Sherry's Facebook page about the family reunion.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, we had a great time. And get with Sherry. Have you asked her or approached her about coming on to give testimony? Because she has a wonderful testimony as well. She really does. So testimonies, I mean, she does too. She really does.
I haven't. I really have. You know, I just put it out there on Facebook. I don't know. Yeah, we're Facebook friends. What am I talking about? I started a group, They Overcame, and I post on there. You know, and that goes to everybody. So I've just kind of put it out there. It's only when I feel a need to ask, you know, like if I don't have a special guest,
okay.
I'll ask,
gotcha. Okay.
Ask people
okay.
to come on. But I don't know. I guess, you know, like during testimony service, sometimes you just have to call people out. So I guess I'll call her out.
Yeah, I've had to do that on occasion. You have one, right? Let's hear it. And usually those are the ones that you say, whoa, okay. See, you had all that in you and you were going to hold it. So,
Absolutely. I am surprised that you are not at the convention this week. Are you still in the PAW?
No, I'm actually PCAF now.
Oh, okay.
Which is Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. So, yes, we're in a different organization. We've been it's been since, it's been years since I've been in this organization. So we still affiliate with PAW. Actually, they, up until just this time, they've been combining pretty much the conventions and having them in the same location, but I guess this time they decided to do a separate thing. But no, we still do things with PAW, you know, services and what have you, and speakers and, you know, all of that. But no, I'm PCAF now. Bishop Jerry O. Jones is where my pastor is from, his church in Chicago. It's on 107th and Vincennes. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
Actually, I was saved in his father-in-law's church and then came up to Morgan Park.
Bishop Price,
yes.
Yes, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you know his wife, probably. Yes, okay.
I'm very familiar with Bishop Jerry Jones. A matter of fact, when I got saved, he was playing the drums at his father-in-law's church. I think that he and his wife had just gotten married, or I don't know if they were even married then. Yeah, so I'm
very familiar. Okay, so my pastor came from there.
Okay. He was, is he still the chief of the fire department?
Fire commissioner. I think he's retired from that. He's retired from that. Yeah, no, he's not doing that anymore. Yeah, I think he was a fire commissioner of the city of Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. That was the title. But, yeah, he's retired. He retired a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah, he and Dr. Smith were really great friends also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're great.
I don't want to hold you, but Thank you for calling in and giving your testimony.
Absolutely.
We'll be leaving God with you. You know, we're gonna pray it, but we're gonna be. You know, it's one thing. It was a few weeks ago. I didn't have a guest, and I taught on. You know, it's more than just praying it. You gotta believe it. That's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, putting
right.
that out there. We pray about stuff, but do we? Can you see it as you're
yeah.
praying for it?
Right.
Can you
yeah,
see
exactly.
it? And if you can see that thing, you know, then you're able to obtain it. But if
that's,
you just pray, and I think that's what the praying amiss is. You know, when the Bible talks about us praying amiss, we're just praying, but we're just putting prayers out there and not really believing, you know, any particular thing. We just, I know God will do it, but will God do it for you? You know, can you receive it? Yeah, can you receive it? So you received that thing, and you sent us pictures from Belgium.
Okay. I will be posting them everywhere, too.
Yes. That's awesome. Our God is a mighty God. He's a mighty God. And, you know, and especially the people that are, you know, standing up for him. I just read some disturbing things before I got on the radio call from Pastor John Hanna from his broadcast. And I'm just like, this world is so crazy, you know.
Yes,
even the
yes.
church world. It's so different. Church is so different from when we first got saved. Because I don't know. If you were at Morgan Park before I got there. I came in 81. I got saved in 81.
We were probably right around the same time then.
I came to Morgan Park April. 15th, I received the Holy Ghost, they said that I had the Holy Ghost prior to that, but I didn't know. April 15th, 1981 is when I knew that I had received the Holy Ghost. So
we were pretty much right there at the same time, because I want to say it would have been in June of... 82. So it was right about a year after, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, June of 82. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah. But I just praise God. He's yet keeping us. He's keeping us.
Oh, yeah. Where can I go?
Where else is there to go?
Yeah.
I know too much about him.
Okay. Yeah, he's been too good to me, even in the bad times.
Yeah.
For me to turn my back. Now, I'm not always doing what I'm supposed to do, but.
Right. That's it. I mean, he's God. He has it all in control.
He does. And I often say, Lord, I'm just, you know, I've always been Billy. I'm not. The serious type. I'm more, you know, of the clown. My husband and I don't know if you saw it, went to a naturopath this past Sunday and found out some things, you know, that were happening in our bodies that he could tell through our blood. And anyway, we were looking at my blood and he was running a test on whether different things that we were already taking was having an effect. And something ran across the screen, and it was going real fast, and I looked at the screen, and I couldn't see what it said, but it looked like it said, "Oh, my God." And I said, "Oh, no," it said, "Oh, my God." And we just started cracking up. And so I said, "Well, Lord, you know, I used to say, why can't I be like that person or be like, you know, this evangelist?" And the Lord said, "Because you're you." You know,
that's right.
Because you're you. and I know you, and I don't want you. I want you to be you. I don't want you to be anybody
exactly.
else.
If you were if you were someone else, he wouldn't be able to identify who you were, who we created
exactly.
you to be.
Exactly. So I'm still Billy. I tell everybody that I'm still Billy. I'm still the
yeah.
same person that I was.
I hear that. I mean, yeah, I know. I hear a lot of people say, you have not changed after all these years. I'm like, well, what else am I supposed to be?
Right. Exactly. And he knew who we were, you know, from the foundation of the world. He knew that how we were going to be and, you know, what kind of personality we were going to have and,
absolutely.
You know, our DNA. He knew all of that. So we're not a surprise, and that's what I say. We're not a surprise to God. We're not a surprise.
No,
he knows
we're not.
what he got. He knew what he was getting when he got us. So. I just pray that. Honey, I'm sorry. Honey, are you there? Are you there, honey? He may not. Yeah, he's still me. He's working.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You want to say hi, honey?
Good morning. It was so wonderful to hear from you and hear your testimony just about how faithful God is. And I can really connect with what you were saying because it was, back in 2007 that I left Ford to join the ranks of the unemployed and kind of stayed that way for probably about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And how God just sustained us and then was faithful in getting me employed again. So I just thank God for your testimony. And I like Billy, I just agree and decree that we'll just be looking forward to hearing from your testimony from Belgium. And just,
all right.
And tell my brother Jose, I said, hey,
I will certainly let him know. I will do that.
All right. All right, hon. Thanks. Love you. Have a good day.
Yeah, I'm about to get to work now. So, God bless everybody.
God bless.
All right. That's my sweetie pie. He's the same. I know, like Jose, he's, you know, the same sweet Al, and everybody loves him. I don't care where he goes, at work, at church, everybody just loves him.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing, though, you know.
Yeah.
It's a blessing just to see the marriage is still holding strong from those years back. You know, it really is. I look at Jerry and Danny, and you know that it's just a blessing. You know, you don't find that often, and so it really is. I know Jose and I just celebrated 28 years in July. July 6th was our 28th anniversary. So I just thank God for that.
Amen. 26 years. Yeah, we're in our 26th year. We'll be we're in our 27th year. We'll be making 28 years. And do you remember Angela Brady? Or well, she was Watts at Morgan Park.
Angela, what's the last name again?
Watts. She came from St. Louis. She was a nurse. And she came there, and she was dating Chuck at the time.
Sounds, you know, it rings a bell, but I can't place the face. That name sounds familiar.
Long hair.
I can't place the face.
Bright skin. Anyway, she married. She married a brother from Youngstown, from Bishop Wagner's church. And her husband was just ordained as a bishop over Hawaii yesterday, I believe.
Wow.
It was the ceremony.
Wow.
Yeah, so sending out congratulations to all of the new bishops and the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. incorporated. We're not supposed to use PAW. Now, we're no longer in the organization either. We left the organization when we moved to Georgia. But, so I think Noel Nicholson is now a bishop. He was ordained yesterday. And and someone else that we might know, you know, from back home that is now a bishop. But, you know, God is just, he's just faithful and moving his people around, and he is the Glenn Brady is now the pastor, bishop over Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
I know. I go to Hawaii with them when they go to Hawaii.
Right. Oh, that's good. Good deal.
Yeah, but God is faithful. He's faithful.
Yes, he is.
And, if you would like to give another testimony, because I don't have another caller on, if you would like to give another testimony, now you've given two already, testified about your daughter and her awesome business. And you know how our children, like we were saying, are not always doing the things that we think that they should do, or the things that we think is pleasing to God, but they have to find their own way. And then once mm-hmm. they find it, Christopher, my 26-year-old, was telling me, Mom, he said, you know what, the stuff that you put in us, he said, it's there. He said, I could be, you know, out with some of my friends, and we start talking about something. And he said, before I know it, you know, I'm saying what the Bible says about a certain situation. You know,
right.
Drinking and saying, talking about what the Bible says.
Right, right. See? But it's in them. They grew up. I mean, they were born into it. So what can you do? What can they do with it? That's all they've heard growing up.
Exactly. So, you know, but God is faithful. And you know what? And the Lord has tell me sometimes, Paul, I don't know if he does with you, but he has to tell me sometimes, I saved you out of your mess.
Uh-huh.
Out of the things you were doing. Out of the things that you enjoyed doing.
Exactly.
You know, I saved you. So do you trust me? Like he
mm-hmm.
you know, said to you, do you trust me? Do you trust me?
Right. Yes. Yes. I'm going to have to get off, because I do have something at church this morning that we're doing. So
okay.
It's been a blessing.
Please call.
I'm still on. Okay, yes. But no, I will definitely join in again. This has been a blessing. It really has. And it's been great talking to you and being on with you guys. It's been wonderful.
Awesome. And share the broadcast with your church
mm-hmm.
family and give them the number and let them. I just want to praise them. I just want to praise them. So that's you know,
mm-hmm.
we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
will
man.
Do. I definitely will.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You have a great day, and God bless
Same
you.
Same to you. Same to you. God bless. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Amen. Thank God for my sister calling in. It's just such a blessing to be able to talk to, you know, your, we're so far away now and sometimes disconnected. And that's one of the things that I say about Facebook is how it connects people. Yeah, there are a lot of bad things on there, you know, information that you don't want to hear, you know, like somebody put on, I think about 6 o'clock this morning, put on that they were up and they were going to get an oil change in them. But then there are other things that I shared on there. So I just enjoy Facebook, and I enjoy, you know, the connectivity that it allows us to have. And so now we are going to have a praise melody by Tamala Mann. Enjoy.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy. What you hear.
Amen, amen, amen. It just ended suddenly. Well, that was Bishop David Ellis out of Detroit, Michigan. And Saints, let's pray for Michigan. Now, let's just pray for our United States of America and for our leadership. We are going through some hard times right now, but we know a God that is faithful. We know a God that is true. We know a God that has never lost a battle. Amen. Has never lost a battle. And we just praise God for all that he's doing. And, you know, just we're just getting to know him. When you go through the trials and the tests of your life, it's getting to know God. It's getting to know just who he is and just what he'll do for us in the midst. And I see my husband has signed back on. Baby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I
inadvertently got locked off, but still listening in, or just joined back in.
Okay, amen, amen. Well, I know that you're at work and you're not supposed to be on your cell phone, so I'm going to end the program now. I'm going to end with a different song, but we know that this is a vacationing time and there aren't a lot of people on the line today, but God is still worthy. He's still worthy of the praise. He's still worthy of the honor. And we just ask you to join in with us, those that are on the internet listening to us. Just call in and give us your testimony. Let the world know what our God is doing, even in the midst of the turmoil of the world. We have a God that is still in control, still seated on the throne, has not stood up in alarm, but he's still seated on the throne, and we just thank God for that. Thank God for Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We ask you to keep her held up in prayer. Pray for her earnestly. She's going through transition. She still has one grandchild that she's trying to get out of high school, so pray much for her and her grandson and her granddaughters. And pray for just the broadcast, that God would have his way in the broadcast and that he will be glorified, because this broadcast is not about Albert or Billy Burns. It's about Jesus Christ, and that's who we want to praise and give honor to. Listen in to the broadcast every day. Always get 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. New Destiny Ministries, Evangelist Bernard has had some awesome speakers, and she just doesn't give them whatever off the top of her head, but she seeks God, and he gives her a topic for them to talk about. So just continue to pray for her. Lift her up in prayer. Lift her up in prayer. And we just want to praise God. Honey, I know that you're not supposed to be on the phone, but can you give us a short prayer to end the broadcast?
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure if it was some kind of miscommunication, but I'm not able to get in the building yet, so that's why I tuned back in. But let's just look to the Lord. And Father, we just love you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for all that has transpired even this day. For you are awesome, you are mighty, and we just love you. And we just thank you for the testimonies that we did here. Bless your people. Let us continue to seek you, and we love you and we honor you and we give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we're asking for traveling mercies for those that are on the road and those that are traveling across the road. Our son and his family are traveling from South Carolina to North Carolina to visit with us today. We thank God for that. So we're going to end with a different song. We still just want to praise him, but we want you to know that God can break every chain. He can break every chain. And until next week, we just want to praise you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Thank you.